let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Please be seated. Inspire, to breathe into, to infuse into the mind, to infuse ideas. How do I inspire others and let their light so shine? So the question is, how do we let our light so shine? I'm going to read a little intro from C.H. Spurgeon's. The doctrines of the atonement is, to my mind, one of the surest proofs of the divine inspiration of Holy Scriptures. Who would or could have thought of the just ruler dying for the unjust rebel? This is no teaching of human mythology or dreams of political imaginations. This method of explanation is only known among men because it is a fictitious, could not have devised it. God himself ordained it. Amen. It is not a matter which could have been imagined. So drawing near to God is one of our first things we need to do. So turn with me to Psalms 42. Come on, hands work. As the heart panteth after the water, waters brooks, so panteth my soul after thee. O God, my soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Amen. I'm going to throw a little one in there that I think I need to, because I have to give some credit to a man and a woman and their good works. Because I wouldn't be standing up here right now, I wouldn't be in this church, because of them. They are the ones that kept coming because the Holy Spirit kept guiding them to me. And I just wanted to say thank you. I've never said how grateful I am. Because without you guys coming after me for those years, I would have never walked through the door of this place. Amen. I had vowed to my family that we weren't going to walk into a church because there wasn't a church that I had found that taught the Word of God and where people respected one another. Amen. It goes to my next one, which is to righteousness, which is Matthew 5:6. I have a hard time speaking sometimes. I'm not used to doing it, so please bear with me. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. So one of the things is to provoke one another into the good works. So I would kind of losing track here. Hold on a minute. I So the next one would be to the Bible, which would be Psalms 19. Psalms 19, 7, 11. Where am I? There I am. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoice the heart. The commandment of the Lord. Rejoicing the heart, the commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgment of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. My next one is to hold fast to the truth. 1 Thessalonians 5:21. Proving all things, hold fast that which is good. Then to sound doctrine. 1 Timothy 1:10. For warmongers, from them that defile themselves with mankind, for men stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to the sound doctrine. Amen. Now we're going to move on to faith, which is Jude 3 and 4. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which has once delivered unto the saints. Now considering one another, which is back to our original text, Hebrews 24. Should have grabbed my wife's Bible. It actually has tabs a little faster. So I actually backed it up a little bit. I went to 23 on before the text begins. Let us hold fast. Amen. The profession of our faith. without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Then Ephesians 2:8. Mind if I take this coat off? I'm kind of sweltering up here. Yeah, mid-70s. I keep going right over it, I bet. It's hard. I can usually cut through things when I'm a meat cutter, but when I'm in a Bible, it's kind of hard to move pages. For by grace ye are saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Amen. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ, unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Was 1 John 5, 2 through 4. There we go. By this we know that we are loved. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. They're considering one another, that their wealth is not yours. We go to 1 Corinthians 10:24. Let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth. Their esteem honors not yours. Philippians 2:1-5. I kept going right past it. If there be, therefore, any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves, looking not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. And then we'll go over back to Ephesians 4:28. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, worketh with his hands the things which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Okay, so now we're on to provoking one another, which would return us back to our text of Hebrews 24. But I'm going to go to Ephesians 6:1-4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that is, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Then Colossians 3:21. Fathers, provoke not your child to anger, lest they be discouraged. Then Colossians, I'm going to go back and forth here a couple times. Because now you got 3:8-10. But now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication, out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and having put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge, after the image of him that created him. And then, actually I didn't go too far away from it, back over to Colossians 3:12-14. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. I gave you one of my examples already. It was Pastor and Brenda. Now I'm going to go back to 1 Timothy 4:12. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. And by zeal, we'll go over to 2 Corinthians 8:1-6. Sorry, I might have said that wrong. Did I say 2 Corinthians? Okay. But I determine this with myself, that I would not come again to you in heaviness. 2 Corinthians 8. Oh, shoot. Nope, I'm on number 2. You guys are in the right spot. I'm in the wrong spot. Okay. Moreover, brethren, we do you to wit of the grace of God bestow on the churches of Macedonia, how that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberty. For to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power, they were willing of themselves, praying us with much entreaty, I hope I said that right, that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. And this they did not, as we hope, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God. So the churches of Macedonia inspired the churches of Corinth to give to missions. Amen. And by faith is one of the final ones here. We have 1 Thessalonians 1:6-10. Became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost, so that ye were examples to all that believed in Macedonia and Achaia. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and in Achaia, but also in every place your faith to God word is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything. For they themselves shew of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how ye turned to God from idols to serving the living and true God. So the application is, the easiest way to inspire others is to let their light shine, is to turn up your light so all may see.